Thank you so much for joining us today at Christ Nation Radio. We have on the line a great friend of ours with a fantastic testimony, Tony Sposato. Tony, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Pastor.
Now, this is part two of Tony's testimony of how God brought him from a 30-year, being an alcoholic for 30 years to a place where he is now recovered in every way imaginable. If you look at Tony today, and many people do, they cannot believe that he was an alcoholic, especially not for that long and that severe. Now, to connect the dots, Tony is a member at Christ Nation, and he has this inspiring story of divine intervention through radical deliverance and redemption from that life that was ravaged by alcohol for 30 years. But today, Tony serves as leader at Christ Nation Church in Schaumburg and oftentimes ministers to others who have similar problems. And if you missed the first part of his testimony, I really want to encourage you to go to christnation.tv, christnation.tv, select the Radio Church tab, and you can catch up on the first part of his testimony. And even having said that, also, if you are currently looking for a home church and you don't have one that you belong to, I want for you to just check out Christ Nation. It's a wonderful church, a lot of very, very welcoming people, people with great testimonies like Tony himself. And you can join us first live online if you want to, 10 a.m. every Sunday morning by going to christnation.tv, select the Watch Live tab, or you can just come to one of the services. You will feel right at home. Now, in our previous segment, Tony, we discussed how you got addicted to alcohol and how you tried different rehabilitation centers, but without any success.
Right.
When did you know it was time to stop drinking?
I guess when nobody wanted me around anymore. I was already divorced. My first wife had already left me because of drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And my family had basically just told me, don't even come around anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And my girlfriend at the time, who is now my beautiful wife, told me the same thing. Don't want you around anymore. As long as you've got that bottle in your hand, don't come around here no more. And then I just got sick and tired of being sick and tired. And, you know, it was just a vicious circle.
Now, Tony, I mean, just to paint a picture in the minds of people listening, you were a severe alcoholic, a complete drunk for 30 years.
Yeah.
You mentioned some of the things in the previous segment of things you've experienced. Just go down a list for us. You've been stabbed.
I've been stabbed. I've been shot. I broke every bone in my body. Like I said, anything negative in my life that has ever happened to me has involved alcohol. Losing jobs, losing relationships, losing money, gambling, drugs. Anything negative involved alcohol.
And to me, honestly, Tony, because I'm privileged and honored to be able to have a bird's eye view or a close-up view of this whole process of you being delivered from this stronghold called alcohol. And I know sometimes people think, oh, this is going to be the fight for the rest of my life. How long did it take you from going from that position?
That's not true, Pastor. That's not true.
How long did it take you to go from where you were to where you are at in the place of being completely delivered?
I think when I finally made up my mind and I surrendered so I could win was probably about 3-4 months, and I was just totally delivered. The desire was gone, the cravings were gone, the white knuckling, it was at a point, you know, you couldn't even look at a beer sign, and I'd start to get nervous and shake. But after about 3 or 4 months, and I stayed consistent, and I was hearing the word, and I was in small groups and Bible studies. It was probably about 3-4 months.
Now, for our audience, just to give you a good, clear picture as to how this happened, from at least my perspective, all I can tell you is when Tony became consistent, he became consistent in everything.
Yeah.
You would be early in the morning setting up for church in the middle of winter, shaking, needing alcohol. But
yeah.
You were there. You were
right.
In Bible study, shaking, needing alcohol. You were there.
Right. You remember that.
I remember. Tony was there. He was part of the furniture. And what part did relationships play in your life?
Oh, a big part. Are you talking family or church family or both?
The people that God sent into your life, whether it be family or church family, that helped you from where you were to where you needed to be.
Well, you know, Pastor, not everybody's fortunate to have a bloodline family that was very supportive like I did. But my church family was also very supportive. I met people there that had cocaine addictions, gambling addictions, other alcoholics that had the same problem as me. And I just buried myself in being around those people and staying away from the people and environments that I had no business being around.
Yeah, yeah. So do you still do any kind of social drinking?
Zero, none. I don't open the door for the enemy at all. In no way, matter, or form.
You can't
be a social drinker because the enemy wants you to think you can be a social drinker, that you're only going to drink at weddings or you're only going to drink on the weekends. It doesn't work. Millions and millions of people have already tried it. It doesn't work. You only get worse. Yeah. You get worse than from the day you had already quit. You get 10 times worse.
Mm.
Within a matter of a few weeks, you'll be a full-blown alcoholic all over again.
Mm. So, yeah, the reason I'm asking that question is because oftentimes people think that they can manage it. They can manage it. They just need to bring it down a notch a little bit instead of giving that up completely, instead of burning the bridges completely. They just want to manage the demon instead of casting it out.
No, that doesn't work. I tried it for many years.
Yeah.
I tried drinking only on the weekends. I tried drinking only a six-pack a day. I tried drinking so much in a week. It does not work. Will not work. I know a lot of alcoholics. I have never, ever, ever met one that has worked for. Eventually, you will go back to being an alcoholic.
Yeah. Tony, in your search for more parties and more alcohol, you know, while you were in that lifestyle, did it ever occur to you that your ways were hurting and harming others, especially those that you loved? And if it occurred to you, was it not sufficient reason to want to actually walk away from it?
First of all, I didn't care.
Mm.
But I really didn't think I was bothering anybody but myself. I figured it was my life.
Mm.
I'm not hurting anybody, but boy, I was hurting a lot of people. You'd be surprised how many people you hurt, not just your immediate family, people you work with that can't count on you. Even everyday people you see on the street, that nothing was a reason enough for me. When my wife walked out on me, she took the kids with. I was like, oh well, now I don't have to answer to anybody.
Wow, yeah,
you know, it just didn't matter.
Yeah, so you're renewing the mind. Bible says very
absolutely
clearly,
absolutely have to renew your mind.
Yeah, in Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Now, in the New Living Translation says this: let God transform you. How? By the renewing of your mind, by the way you think. And
it can't work unless you renew your mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to renew your mind. It's the number one step, is to renew your mind, renew your thinking, the way you think, the way you behave.
So would that be your counsel to anybody today who might be struggling with an addiction?
Renewing your mind?
Yeah.
Well, that's a start, yeah.
What would you say? What would you say are some of the most important things that they need to go and do today? Not tomorrow, but today. They're stuck in alcoholism. They're stuck in some kind of addiction. What do they do today?
Well, I would say they need to find a good church. That's one thing, a good spirit-filled church, and they need to be consistent, consistent, consistent.
Mm. Show up drunk, but show up.
Show up drunk, but show up. And then show up again next week drunk. Who cares?
It's a humbling experience, but it's necessary. God is doing a work inside of a person when they become consistent. Well, Tony, your story is inspiring. I want to make sure if anybody's listening today and they're struggling, and maybe they're struggling with a spouse that is addicted and don't think that they are, you know that there is light at the end of the tunnel. It's not a lifelong struggle unless they choose for it to be. Tony, your testimony is worth so much to so many people because it gives so much hope.
Well, if it would help one person, I'd be so blessed.
Amen. The renewing of the mind is the way of transformation as far as the Bible is concerned. God bless you, Tony, and God bless you and your family and your wife. And we know that God is doing great things in your life and through your life.
Thank you, Jacques. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us today for a message from Pastor Jacques Jacobs with Christ Nation Church in Schaumburg, Illinois. Christ Nation is a friendly, life-giving church dedicated to serving the Lord by serving His people in the surrounding area and beyond, believers and unbelievers alike. Join us every Sunday at 10 a.m. or watch online by going to ChristNation.tv and selecting the Watch Live tab. For more information about Christ Nation Church or to download the podcast of all Pastor Jacques' sermons, visit ChristNation.tv. That's ChristNation.tv. This program is made possible by our radio church partners.
Christ Nation Radio Church is listener supported. If you have been blessed by this program and would like to invest in our mission here at Christ Nation Radio, then please consider becoming a monthly partner or make a one-time donation by going to our website at ChristNation.tv and then select the giving button. That is ChristNation.tv. With your support, we hope to continue and expand our mission of reaching hearts with the hope of God's Word. Just go to ChristNation.tv.